They call it shopping for pain. My husband leaves the room with our son in his arms, and I snatch up the phone that he has left on the coffee table, and I start scrolling through all the secret corners of his life. His text messages, his WhatsApp, his email. I quickly ransack them all. The possibility of pain, real life-wrecking, heartbreaking, how could you, tears of rage, pain, is everywhere. There are so many places now for him to leave the evidence of betrayal, or the thought of betrayal, or the flirtatious foreplay of betrayal, or the sordid sweet nothings of real betrayal, all the damning, undeniable proof of his secret life. Soft voices crackle on the child monitor. Christian, my husband, is reading Marlin, our five-year-old, his bedtime story. Buck was neither house dog nor kennel dog, he reads. The whole realm was his. The Call of the Wild, I think. Our son loves that book. But a five-year-old is far too young for Jack London. I should go in there right now and tell Christian to read something more age-appropriate. 5 years old is the time for The Tiger Who Came to Tea and not The Call of the Bloody Wild. But I don't. Instead, I carry on scrolling through Christian's phone. There are two reasons to celebrate today. First, it's not raining. It's been raining for weeks. And though Mum says that rain is God's blessing and we should be grateful for every single drop, even she's getting fed up with it now. I heard her tell Dad yesterday that God's blessed us quite enough lately, thank you very much. The second reason to celebrate is that it's the first day of the summer holidays, which means 6 long weeks of no school. I open my bedroom window and sniff the air. Alice and I have just got to go on the walk. It's our favourite route, and one we've done so many times we know each and every landmark. The Kissing Gate, the gap in the hedge, the little stream with the rickety footbridge, the field with the scarecrow that looks like a dead man on a stick, the line of poplars, the 6 stiles, and finally, the railway line, where we always wait till we hear the track sing and count the seconds till the train hurtles by.